The code would require a different type of permit to place a non-commercial structure like a tent on a sidewalk, in a park, or on other public properties. And one of the leaders of Occupy Columbus is concerned it would apply to the movement's unoccupied tent in front of the State House on High Street. The tent is allowed to be there thanks to a construction permit granted under a portion of the city code that gets updated with tonight's vote. The city says uses other than construction were not anticipated when the code was created decades ago. The new code means the tent and other non-commercial structures could get a 72-hour permit to be in a right-of-way. Robert Crane is with Occupy Columbus.
Does freedom of speech not last more than 72 hours?
Sponsoring Councilmember Eileen Paley says the city has received substantial complaints about the tent, but stresses the measure has been reviewed by the city attorney's office and is not about quelling speech.
This does not apply to speech. It applies to permanent structures, which have to do with safety and health issues.
Paley says protests are legal without a permit if someone is on the site to conduct such a protest. Crane says the Occupy tent, erected 9 months ago, is still used for meetings, but now serves mostly as a storage area for chairs, boards, and signs. The movement's message is to end excessive corporate influence in local, state, and national government. I'm Jim Letizia, WCBE News.